How are the Guangs? Sinudang Hidden Gladai. Hello, dear ones. My name is Tommy Segundo. My Haida name is Gladai, which translates to big man inside.
So Tofa, Kainga, Kokwingoa, Go Vaeomatoka, Kenneth Liwelivalu. Greetings, everyone. My name is Vaeomatoka Kenneth Liwelivalu. Long name, just go by Toka Valu.
The Duwamish River used to be a beautiful, healthy river. And so return on investments is returning to the time where everything was in good health. So we had spent some time with some Duwamish tribal members who had explained to us that, you know, when they dredged it straight, that had devastating effects to the river and everything around it. And so the way they explained it to us is like having a sick family member. You nurse them back to good health. That's how they treat the Duwamish River, because it had a lot of negative effects when it was straightened. And so today there's a lot of efforts by the Duwamish people, by the other tribes, you know, and other programs and entities that live near the Duwamish River. You know, they put a lot of time and effort into cleaning it up. And so the name Return on Investments came from that conversation.
So that we knew that was going to be foundational throughout the whole thing. What we were wary of is that we didn't want to be another linear left to right, right to left type of mural, given the amount of space that we knew we were going to have. So we came up with the idea that a circular thing would be kind of whatever is kind of coming back to center. Tommy immediately kind of knew Thunderbird would have to be central in there.
Thunderbird and a serpent got into a fight. And that's how the Duwamish River was created. The Thunderbird was fighting with the serpent. You know, they're both large animals. And so they were fighting along the ground, and the Thunderbird was dragging it around. That's why the Duwamish River became windy. And so the shape of the river is the original shape of the Duwamish. And so when you look at it, you know, the whole thing, and you look at the original shape of the river, that's what it looked like. And so we wanted to make it look like a spirit of the river with salmon. And so on one side, you have the silver salmon, which are grown salmon going downstream. And then on the right side, you have the red salmon, spawning salmon.
We had these specific elements in mind. Thunderbird, as Tommy mentioned, we were thinking of camas plants. Camas plants were all throughout the Duwamish Valley area. And
So, you know, they ate salmon and camas. They lived very healthy lives. They were, you know, well over 6 feet, many of the tribal members. And so they harvested camas along the Duwamish River. And so when it was dredged straight, there's no more camas. You don't see camas here anymore. So
we also wanted to kind of add very specific call outs, I guess, to our own individual illustration styles. You know, in both our indigenous cultures, celestial bodies have very significant meanings. So of course, we had the moon and the sun also incorporated in this piece. They are significant for the navigation of any body of water, whether it's the Duwamish itself or for my people coming from where the ocean is not necessarily a separator, it's a connector. And then there's also a depiction of Chief South in the mural towards the right side just before the airplane itself. Specifically, it's a call out, of course, and an homage to Chief South, who the city of Seattle is named after. The director mentioned that there's something about that area of the airport where the winds change direction super fast. And that's exactly where our mural is as well. And so it was fitting that Chief South would show himself there, kind of in the sky. He's depicted as this deity in the clouds in the sky, kind of overlooking the city of Seattle. There's also modes of transportation, both modern and traditional, that are represented in the pieces. And Tommy's on the right side is a more traditional form line interpretation of a Boeing jet. And on the left side is my interpretation of a traditional canoe travel with folks who are, they're not people colored, like brown or whatever, but I wanted to kind of go with the theme of what spirits might look like. And so given that the Duwamish is portrayed in a green type of spirit vibe in the back, I wanted to make sure that these ancestors were also depicted as such as well. So, you know, we also dotted stars. And I mentioned celestial bodies being very important. And there's a constellation here that's called the Five Sisters. I put that in there. And so you'll see the stars are dotted throughout the piece in the shape of Tongan floral designs, but I put the Five Sisters in there as well, and you'll see that if you go to the piece today. The ancestor at the front of the canoe is actually looking into the distance, but he's looking into a constellation to help him through his way.
Again, the main idea of the artwork was to honor the Duwamish River, the Duwamish people, the Coast Salish people, which are the Muckleshoot, Tulalip, Puyallup, Suquamish, and many other tribes that benefited from the Duwamish River. You know, before colonization, it was a meeting place of many tribes who would come here to trade, meet with family, trade with family, stock up on salmon from the Duwamish River. You know, we wanted to drive that idea home and remind people that are here today in 2025 that the Duwamish people, the Coast Salish people, they're still very much a part of this community. And, you know, the river is here, the river is still running, flowing. And so the main point for the artwork is to remind people again of the Duwamish River and the people and the wildlife.